When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Everywhere that I have been in the last couple of years.
Yes, just so you out there know, Jillian, the first thing she did when she came in, she goes, stop. Jake and I had to just stop.
Yeah.
And we said, yes, Jillian.
Yeah.
And she lit up her smudge.
Sage.
Her sage stick,
yeah.
And she smudged, first of all, the studio. And then she went out, and of course you do the doors. She did it right. And then she went out, and she had to send the energy out. So she opened.
You have to open the door and let it out.
Yeah. So she opened. Like, there's two. We're in like a soundproof door. Then she went to the outside door, and she opened it up and was sending the energy out. But you were doing something odd between your legs with the
smudge. I sudged everything. I saged my butt, under my shirt, the bottoms of my feet, my head counterclockwise. I have the worst luck in the world. And I don't believe in like luck, right? Like, there's no such thing as luck. There's preparation meeting opportunity. If you do the work, eventually you'll get an opportunity, you'll be prepared, and it'll work out. But the reality is, if there's such a thing as bad luck, I have it.
You know you can't say that, Jillian.
Oh my God! I look at Bob every day, and he is like Ferris Bueller, and I'm like his sister Jeannie. He gets away with murder! It's as though God just like loves him. He walks on rose petals. He can do no wrong. And I'm like kicking and screaming and fighting and doing his job and doing my job. And he just strolls in. Hey, everybody. Hi. It's unbelievable. So he goes to Vegas. He wins. I lose. So it's just like I'm the most unlucky person on the planet. And he's the luckiest person on the planet. And like, that's my joke. He's Ferris and I'm Jeannie. Like, I work my ass off, he ditches school, and then comes away, like, winning the next 5 weigh-ins. And I'm there training his team and my team. And he's just like, oh, girl, I'm at the CrossFit Games. I'm like, oh, because I'm on set training your team and my team. It's Saturday, by the way. Yeah, I just want to. So, in 1 week, I have had such a string of bad luck. I got bit by a spider in my sleep and had a welt the size of a quarter on my rib cage. I stepped on a bee. I got burned by an exhaust pipe on my leg. I mean, it's like I've decided. So I smudged the crap out of my dressing room, both houses, the kids, Heidi, me, and I'm not going to tell you what weigh-in it is, but then Dolvet lost the next weigh-in. And I looked at him and I was like, F you! Suck it! Someone else needs a bad week. God.
Well, I believe in the smudging. Oh. I do. I just don't know if the native elders did it in there between their legs.
You got to get everywhere. You got to get all the bad energy out of there.
Well, I don't want to know
everywhere,
about that.
Everywhere. Armpits, nostrils. You got to get it out of there.
It's
unbelievable.
Good. That's good.
I swear to you, I just don't. I'm like, what? Was I like a Nazi in a past life? Like, why
have
is
you
my
had
luck
your past
so
lives
bad?
Read?
No, no.
Maybe you should.
No. Mm-mm.
I've had mine read.
I don't know that I believe in it.
Really?
No. I don't think I believe in it.
I'm curious. What are yours, Janice?
Well, yeah. I don't want to take up the whole segment, but I'd be happy to tell you.
Okay.
I was a sower in India way back. I was the castrated choir boy in Rome. And I was a clown during the Black Plague. Can you imagine what a tough gig that would be? Hey, you're all dying. Da, 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 da. Hey.
Oh, my God.
Two lepers walk into a bar. Yeah, da, 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 da. Yeah. I think you should. Maybe you should. I don't think you were something evil in your past.
I don't believe it.
You might just have a weird, there might just be, maybe you got to look into, is Mercury in retrograde? I don't know all that stuff.
That's all I ever hear about is Mercury's in retrograde. Well, it's not in retrograde for Bob as he waltzes in, takes flowers, and waltzes back out of work. Meanwhile, I'm there doing everything. It's unbelievable. I don't know. I wondered if it wasn't like, I swear to you, sometimes it's just bad things happen, man. They just do. And it's like, I think also... in all fairness, I'm conceivably the highest profile person in my space, then you're always going to have that bullseye on your back. But sometimes it's just bad. You know what I mean? You just, I don't know. I was like, am I distracted? Like, what is happening here?
We did a segment when bad things happen, and it's true. Bad things happen. But it could be just, I don't know.
Reality. We were talking about, I think it's the story of Job. I was talking, although not that I'm familiar with my Bible, because I'm not, but my shrink.
This ought to be good.
My shrink was telling me the story, and I think it's of Job. And Job is like this really good guy, right? He does everything right. He's this great servant of God.
Okay.
And I guess, I don't know if God got in a pissing match with the devil. I don't know what happened, but God, for some reason, just takes everything away from Job. Everything. And I think Job is like, what? Why? Why, God? Like, I've been a really great servant, and, you know, why? And it's like the moral of the story, I guess, is just reality is bigger than you. You know, like, bad things are going to happen. The world is unfair. And the only thing, even though I've now become superstitious and I'm lighting the crap out of smudge sticks, the only thing that gets you through is, all right, you know, what have I contributed? But sometimes, like, I was asleep and got bit by a spider. You know what I mean? Like, I rolled a bad dice in a weigh-in. Like, my team did not come across, you know, the thing that had immunity. Just on and on and on. Like, bad things just happen. And if you're patient and you have fortitude, I think in the end, you overcome. But you have to, you know, this was not what the segment was supposed to be about.
Oh, really?
No.
Well, I apologize how can we ignore the smudging, though, when it still smells very strongly in here of the smudge?
I love that the security guard, though, came running over and thought I was going to set off the fire alarm.
Well, apparently they're very sensitive.
Do you know how funny that would have been to have seen everybody come flooding out of this building?
Yes, all this equipment in here, hundreds of thousands of dollars of radio equipment.
With sprinkler on it.
Right here, my body would have been over this board.
The sprinklers.
Oh, I never thought about that.
You think the sprinklers would go off?
Well, you never
know.
I think sprinklers are heat activated and not
smoke activated.
I think most are.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see,
I better not go through menopause.
That's why God created insurance.
That's right.
All right.
Well, I would love to hear you turn this around, because I think that you can start believing that that you're on a string of bad luck. And I think if you really buy into that, I think it's a dangerous place for you to go.
Well, it is. It just gets worse, which is why I had to smudge, even if it was just breaking my sort of psychological belief that I was screwed. I had to smudge.
All right.
Because I was like, something's got to give here. We got to shift it up a little bit.
All right. Yeah. Well, then.
If you really had bad luck, the smudging would have set off the alarms.
No, because this is not my equipment.
That's right. It's not hers.
I found a way to get out of your snappy fitness segment.
You hate the snappy.
I found a way around it.
How?
My buddy Andy's going to do it. Andy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, anytime. So for those of you who are regular listeners, you may remember Andy from our 50 Shades of Grey conversation.
Yes.
Or possibly our bear spray conversation.
Yes.
Or maybe you remember one of her famous quotes that I like to recant. Poop knows when it's close to home.
Big hit. Big hit on the Twitter. That one.
However, other than being like one of my closest friends and a true source of pure entertainment, she's actually a silver medal Olympian, has a degree in kinesiology, and is, I don't know, the best trainer I know. Of course, other than me.
Of course.
Of course. and who specializes in getting people hot looking, but like Heidi Klum, but also pregnancy fitness. You know this is not my area of expertise. So Andy actually trained Heidi when she was pregnant. Okay. And the little bitch does not have one stretch mark. You know
not
how much
one.
That pisses me off, right? Not a one. Also, I thought what we would do is debunk some pregnancy fitness myths. How much you're supposed to gain and how hard you can work out or what you can do, what you can't do. And, all right, Andy.
Yeah.
Go. Give me the number one misconception, dude.
Is that you shouldn't work out and that it's dangerous. That's the worst one. And it's not true. You haven't been diagnosed with a disease.
What if you're possible high risk? Because I know people that are like, I'm 40 and my doctor says I have to be so careful.
Research doesn't show that. Like a lot of times what happens is we have people that are in the industry, they just are afraid. And so they err on the side of caution and it doesn't help anyone. It's just not true. We've had millions of babies over tens of thousands of years that have been born through the worst of circumstances. We've made it a big deal and it doesn't need to be. It's not a big deal. The body knows how to take care of itself and pregnancy is just another thing.
And what about weight gain? You should gain how much?
So the studies say 35 pounds, depending on how much fat you have going into it.
Okay.
Here it is.
If I'm already heavy, then what? Let's say I'm 30 pounds overweight.
They say around 15 to 17 pounds.
Oh, really?
Seriously, because you're basically, it's blood, it's amniotic, it's baby, it's maternal body stores, like body fat, and really that's it. So when you think
it's
about it.
It's all accounted for.
It's accounted for. Like over 40 weeks of pregnancy, it takes 80,000 calories to grow a full-term, full-weight baby. So after the second trimester on. That's how many calories it takes.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So after the second
trimester on. And if you think a pound is around 3,500 calories, that gives people some concept of how much food you should be eating.
Yes. And oftentimes
the whole eating for two thing is obviously not true. Even I know that one. But I really do think I've always thought there was a psychology to it of like, you know, everybody's always watching you as a woman and you need to, you know, you're always comparing yourself and fit in these jeans and look like the women on the magazine covers, which are all airbrushed. Okay. And then, you know, then you're pregnant and it's like you've got permission. Yeah. You know, and you should. You should. Tell me, what are the complications of eating for two, though? Because there's really negative side effects to that, yes?
Yeah, you can have a bigger baby, which doesn't mean a better baby. And then you can also have complications in delivery. 80% of people that gain way too much weight end up probably having a C-section because it's just a canal vag birth just becomes what we can imagine.
Vag birth. Right? God, that sounds...
It's harder. It's harder. You can have...
I don't know. Look at Jake.
I'm sorry, Jake.
It's okay. No, it's okay.
We Jake, have a bowling ball if you want to. No, it's okay.
No.
Okay. Now, dude, I think also how hard should you work? Because people always think, well, I have to take it easy. And can you lift weights? How high should your heart rate get? What is the rule on body temperature? Any, like, guidelines? Roughly.
Basic guidelines is to continue doing what you did going into pregnancy.
Your what?
Body, your body can handle.
Wait, no. I didn't know that. I actually didn't. You know, normally
I've had several clients that have ran a marathon 2 weeks before having delivery. If you're healthy and it's a conversation you have with your doctor, not with me, I know what to do after you've been given clearance. You can do, it's not the time to start CrossFit. It's not the time to pick up karate.
Right, right.
You're not going to start doing that, you know, cliff diving that you've always wanted to do. But you can continue doing what you've done. The placenta is this amazing organ. You grow it. It protects the baby under the worst of circumstances, and exercise just isn't one of them. You can continue running. It's a conversation, obviously, with your doctor right. and how things are progressing, but your body is more than capable.
So if you're having a perfectly healthy pregnancy, it's... Oh, if you've been lifting weights, it's okay to keep lifting weights?
For sure.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I actually did not know.
The center of gravity changes.
Really?
You're just as strong. You are more than capable.
I'm hyper flexible. The hormones have made my joints and everything hyper mobile. I'll get hurt if I lift weights.
You got to really be careful with range of motion because you are super hyper mobile. All the hormones that make that elasticity happen. So, I mean, you know, I don't recommend if you're not a gymnast that you all of a sudden jump on the parallel bars and start flipping your body around because, you know, you could have injury. But if your body's already used to a lot of things really efficiently, you can continue to do it. You just
I did yoga the entire pregnancy. And I don't mean prenatal. Yeah, I mean, you had her running like a gazelle.
Yeah.
At 2 weeks past pregnancy.
For sure.
Was
yeah, that's right.
Trying to bounce that kid out of there. Running on the show. I was like, get him out of there. I cannot deal with you this pregnant anymore. Grumpy. God, she was grumpy shorts towards the end.
You know, she had a mood, but considering.
There was a moment we were up in Napa, and she, do you remember this dude? She was driving because we were all drunk, and of course she was sober because she was pregnant. And she turned around and looked at our friend Mel and goes, shut up. Just shut up. Heidi.
And everyone was just quiet.
We didn't speak the rest of the day.
No.
No one spoke the rest of the day.
Poor girl.
We were like, mother of God. She's flipped her lid. Yeah. Love you, honey. Okay. Body temperature.
It goes up because you're brewing something. When you think about it, you're like a little oven. So your processes are a lot faster. Your metabolism goes up.
But
you're
working
sweat.
Out. Can you go to a spin class? Because I've heard people say, I can't go to spin class because my body temperature goes up too high.
It's a normal question, but the answer is that you have to just take it easy and you have to hydrate yourself.
Okay.
You have to stay cool. And so if you are
you don't want to overheat.
You don't want to overheat. That's one thing you have to really be careful. And heart rate's another thing. Your heart rate is already going to be higher. Mm-hmm. And so using, you know, all the gauges that you once did, oftentimes they don't recommend that you even use a heart rate monitor because it's not an indication. Your heart rate's already different. So you use like perceived exertion. If you're coughing up a lung and you can't catch your breath.
Oh,
it's okay. Common sense. Simmer
really?
Down. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
it's just going to be higher.
So if you had to give like a gauge, would you say 70% of your maximum heart rate? What's like a safe?
Yeah, that's safe.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. So maximum heart rate is your age
minus
your 220 minus your age.
Yeah. And then 70% of that.
70% of that number is safe.
Yep.
All right.
If you're conditioned, you want to maintain the conditioning. It's not a time to try interval training, high intensity interval training, if you've never done it.
But that's
you can
the
maintain
key.
It. And the things you got to consider is your balance. You know, your body's changed a lot. And so you just.
What changes over the three trimesters?
Blood volume. You have a lot different blood pressure. that occurs. You can get a little dizzier because it's like a different blood pressure level, valsalvic return, things like that that happen with your heart rate. Those things change.
Okay.
You know, you have to urinate a lot more, obviously, because all your organs are moving around. And so you have that sensation of pee. Hormones make you feel and act a little differently.
So how do you change your workouts, though? Do you have to change the workouts from 1 to 3 with regard to trimester?
You know, in the first 12 weeks, which is the first trimester, nothing really is happening. You might feel a little wonky because things are going on hormonally.
Right.
But structural changes, a lot of women don't even show. The second you have to start to modify because you have to accommodate like the different body distribution. And then in the third, you know, obviously you have other things happening. Your range of motion is impaired. The way that you move, your back is obviously going to
be
different.
So how do you
modify
in 2 and how do you modify in 3?
The biggest change that you want to accommodate is core. Is okay. Abs, because you want to stay upright. You want to make sure that your heart rate
no crunching.
No, and you know, it's
no
tough
laying on your back, no crunching.
No, you can stay upright though on your elbows. You can prop yourself up on your elbows.
So you can
do
planks.
Core. Yeah, and you can also do core by moving your legs. You're still going to use your abs. It's a myth that you're not going to use your abs, but man, I tell you, you're going to push with them. It's the ultimate marathon. You're pushing with your abs. You can condition your core. You're just not going to do standard crunches.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So don't compress your core. Yeah. Overhead weight, yes or no?
Yeah, but you have to be careful because it will raise your heart rate really high, really fast.
Right, because you're having to drive the blood upwards from the heart. Right, right.
And it changes your blood pressure. So you want to maybe lessen your reps or just take really good, big, deep breaths. That's one caution, too. But the rest of it, you just really want to modify balance. Intensity can still really be there. It's more common sense than it is heart rate.
Right. Okay. Now, I forgot to mention your last name. Andy's name is Andrea Orbeck. And if you want to learn more from Andy about this subject, because obviously I'm not going to do it, tremendous justice on this gong show that we hold here. But my buddy is actually highly credentialed and probably the best in the business, in particular in this area of fitness. Mm-hmm. So you can go to AndreaOrbeck.com. And you just released a new pregnancy DVD, though, yes?
Yeah, I did.
What's it called and where do they get it?
You can get it on my website or you can get it on Amazon. And it is called Pregnancy Sculpt. It comes with my little nerdy hipster. And it's just all the things that you can still do that I encourage moms that are fit going into it to do, but just modified to those later trimesters. So, you know, you can
And you modify it for them, though.
I modify it for them. And the two models that I have are both in their second and third trimester. And so they get
Boy,
to bounce around.
Boy, that was handy. How'd you
Super pick? Handy. I cast it. And yeah, it was just like boobs and belly, a line of boobs and belly that showed up.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. No, for real. I'm bouncing around.
Cute.
But I mean, yeah, your boobs behave a little different. They're, you know, they're big. So we had to, you know, strap them down. But it was fine. And then they were awesome. So you can keep your arms, you can keep your cute little buns, you can keep your legs really strong. You need them strong anyway. You're gaining all that weight to hold them. And so you can bounce around. You just have to be careful and common sense. Common sense.
Well, we're going to have a question for you, a pregnancy fitness question coming up. So hone your craft a little bit here. Get ready.
Okay.
Okay, I know. You guys know that I am a huge fan of eBoost and actually an investor in their company. eBoost is a natural energy, antioxidant, immunity-boosting shot. Now they're coming out with supplements in pill form, and they have little powders that you can put in their drink. It's awesome, and I'm super excited to share this new stuff with you. So I asked eBoost to give you guys a special discount if you want to try it out. And here's all you have to do. You just go to eBoost.com and enter the promo code Jillian50, that's J-I-L-L-I-A-N 50, at checkout. But this code is only going to work for a week, so you better hurry. Janice, hurry. Go. Get.
Okay, we are back, and Uta has a question for you and Andrea.
Oh, hey, Uta, how are you, buddy? What's going on?
I'm good. Hi, Jillian. Thanks for taking my call.
Dude, absolutely, of course. What's up?
All right, so about 6 months ago, I had a miscarriage. I was 14 weeks pregnant,
Sorry.
And since I first got pregnant, I've gained about 10 pounds and I just can't get this weight back off of me.
Okay.
So every month we're trying to get pregnant again, and, right. you know, so I don't know how much of that is mental or hormonal, why my body is holding on to that weight, but okay. I'm just really frustrated, and I don't know what to do.
Okay, Uta, one of my closest friends, Andrea Orbeck, is here with me today, and mm-hmm. she's doing some segments for me on pregnancy fitness and then post-pregnancy fitness, getting your body back, and I saw your car. When I read your call yesterday, you sent your question into our mm-hmm. email. I thought this would be a perfect question to have Andy help me with. And I was wondering if you wouldn't mm-hmm. mind her kind of teaming up with me on this question, because this is her area of expertise. And just so you know, she is the foremost expert in pregnancy fitness, as well as having a degree in kinesiology, being one of the most sought after personal trainers in the business, training everyone from Julia Roberts to Heidi Klum to Khloe Kardashian. And is also a silver medal Olympian. I say that because I just can't get over how impressed I am. So if you are okay, I would love to have her kind of chime in here. Is that okay with you?
Absolutely. I know her, and I'm honored to speak to both of you.
Oh, well, thank you, buddy. So, Andy, do you have some questions here? Because I actually don't know. My gut, you go first, because this is not my area of expertise. So.
Hi, Uta.
Hi.
Hi, sorry about your experience. That must be troubling and somewhat depressing.
Yeah, it's been a rough 6 months, so.
Has it ever happened before?
No, that was my first miscarriage, also my first pregnancy.
Okay, so then I presume that your doctor had told you that, as heartbreaking as that is, physiologically, that's normal and happens more often than we know. You aware
yes,
of that?
Yeah, I'm aware of that. And okay. I had a lot of friends reach out to me and tell me that they had miscarriages too, so that helped a lot.
Do you know, this is a sad statistic, but hopefully you'll find comfort that they don't even call it infertile until you have more than two miscarriages. They don't even consider it problematic. It's that mm-hmm. it's that normal. So on that level, I guess what we're left with then is the way we feel. And I feel like it might be a situation where some of our habits change because we're responding to what happened, and it mm-hmm. ends up being something that maybe is behavioral. Can you look at your life and actually see that there might be a little bit more behavior around how you feel, like with eating and those kinds of habits?
Oh, yeah. I get so hungry during certain times during the month, which I haven't had before I got pregnant. So every month I get my hopes up, well, maybe it's because I'm pregnant again, you know. Oh, and right. I've definitely caught myself allowing, you know, myself to eat a little bit more because I think maybe it's because of a pregnancy.
Right.
And then a couple of weeks later, I find out I'm not pregnant, and, yeah, then I'm frustrated again.
Okay. I think I know exactly what you're going to say, but just I do have one question, Andy. At mm-hmm. what point does it not be a hormonal issue? How long mm-hmm. after a miscarriage are the hormones still circulating?
Yeah, I feel like within research is showing after around 2 months, we start to actually regulate again. And once we start to ovulate and once we start uh-huh. to menstruate, then we start to feel like things are going back to normal. And then we should have certain expectations in that area.
Uh-huh.
And so
this is not hormonal.
It doesn't right. sound okay. hormonal to me. Of course, that's right. definitely a conversation for your healthcare provider. However, mm-hmm. Are they telling you that they felt that the weight gain was the weight was an issue? Did they feel that it was related to weight at all?
No. I'm okay. at a healthy weight. I'm 5 foot tall. Okay. I was 115 pounds
yeah.
before I got pregnant. I gained about 10 pounds. So he just shrugs it off. He thinks I'm being too hard on myself.
Sounds like it. I agree. Do you agree with him? Are you able to agree with that?
I don't think I'm too hard on myself. My stomach is not flat. It looks like a little pooch, and I don't like it.
Well, a lot of women stand in that lane for sure, especially when we're fertile in general. That can be a tough thing to deal with anyway. If you're of a certain age, of a certain, you know, regular menstruating life, that mm-hmm. can happen. So we need to kind of investigate deeper into you and your behaviors, not you and your fertility.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And buddy, when you said, I mean, you said it all. You said, I feel hungry and then I think I am pregnant. So mm-hmm. I eat and then I find out I'm not. And you're obviously saying, so you're eating a little bit more. And there's the reason why you're like holding the 10. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely, it's kind of, I would almost take this to another level, which has no basis or science whatsoever. But you're saying, of course, you want to be pregnant. You've been through all of this and you're like, and I have this little pooch. Mm-hmm. You've almost manifested it. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. I think mm-hmm. this is completely mental.
Yeah.
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 Sweetie, I think everything Andy's saying is right. I think you need to loosen the bone, Wilma, as Jana's likes to say. give yourself a break here. Cut yourself some slack. And allow yourself, have you taken the time to grieve this?
Yeah, I think we've gone through the phases. And, well, my due date was last weekend, so that was a little rough patch.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But we're dealing with it pretty well. And I have the most supportive husband and friends in the world. So we're doing good. It just sucks.
Yeah, it does. It does suck. Yeah. And you know what? You need to allow yourself the permission to let it suck, buddy. Just go through what you need to go through. Feel your feelings. And you know what else I found? And this is another bit of a wives' tale, Andy, which is why I'm glad you're here. But I've always found with women, like, Heidi tried to get pregnant. She tried to get pregnant, right? And sure, I mean, you know, we had her on herbs and this and that and the other. And then we just kind of said, you know, whatever. We got to this place where we were like, oh, you know, whatever. And then we got a referral, and then she was pregnant. Minute we got our adoption referral, and she came downstairs a few days next day, I'm pregnant. And it was like, I almost wonder if there isn't a certain amount of stress and pressure that women put on themselves. I've always noticed that people, like, they go into the adoption process and then they get pregnant.
Yep.
Or they're like, you know what, forget it. We're going to take the year off and travel. Forget that. And then they get pregnant. So... Yeah. I just feel like, you know what you need to do? I'm going to give you my advice my shrink gives me. Be loving with yourself. Mm-hmm. Be nurturing with yourself. Be forgiving with yourself. Feel what you need to feel. And, you know, and then just kind of let this be. And it will work out exactly how it's meant to. And I wish I had some sort of concrete advice for you other than this really weird new agey...
I feel it's good.
...bunk that I'm giving you, which is so not me, but...
Her doctor would tell her the same thing. You've probably heard that. If your doctor is already telling you you're too hard on yourself, there's an element of you to be better to you in this process, not having to do with a lab coat or research or anything in fertility. And the key is to be open and keep trying. It's no indication of what's going to happen to you in your next pregnancy. It's not an indication. And so in saying that, that might give you the incentive to do what you want to do while you're waiting for other goals in your life, like exercise, like eating better. Yeah. I mean, you know, making great choices and not overreacting is probably going to give you the foundation to have all of your goals come at the same time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you think there's something as too much exercise or being too restrictive with calories to negatively affect my fertility?
So this is what we know about research.
I get that question a lot, to be honest with you. My makeup artist wants to get pregnant. She's like, I can't work out too hard because I'm afraid I won't get pregnant.
Yeah, so this is what the research says. American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, their most recent information is that if it's too restrictive, you're not even going to ovulate and menstruate. So the answer is yeah, too little calories is not the time for you to be on a diet when you're trying to conceive. However, if your body's conditioned and you are fertile and you menstruate and you ovulate and everything is in the best circumstance for you to be the master of your universe.
Which, of course, your doctor would tell you if you weren't
ovulating.
Yes,
your doctor
and
would
so
tell
on.
You. Exactly. Exercise plays no bearing. Plays no bearing. It's if you're too underweight and if you're a super ultra marathoner and then your body is super lean and you're exercising way too hard, that's trouble.
Yeah.
But I encourage you to keep doing what you're doing and make good choices.
Okay.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Take care.
God, that's hard. I can't even imagine. I know so many women go through it, but I have to say it would be really hard for me. And I think it would also be something that would kind of, I'll tell you, my mom went through something. I try not to talk too much about her because she's a therapist with patients. But, you know, I was an only child until I was 16 years old. And my mom had lost two. And I, to this day, because it was, you know, my siblings are like my kids now. You know, I have a 20-year-old sister. I'm 39. She could be my daughter. So I was alone for such a long time, and I often think I had siblings. What would that have been like? Like, I feel the pain of it, and I wasn't the one who went through it. And I just can't imagine. That's just got to be so hard. And, of course, like, with every loss and with every horrible thing that occurs in our lives, we can move through it and we can become smarter and stronger, et cetera. But my heart just goes out to her, dude.
Mine too. It's so hard. It's a loss. It's such a grieving loss. And you're frightened because you want to try again.
Yeah.
And so that's probably really scary to try again and feel like it might happen again, like you're volunteering.
I bet that's part of it too. I bet that's part of it is like there's that anxiety mm-hmm. that's kind of stressing her out and yeah. But I think she just needs a little more time. That's
she
my
does.
Feeling.
That's my.
I think we helped her.
We did.
Yeah, I think we did.
We did.
Andy, can you hang out for one more call?
I can. I'd love to.
Awesome. Okay, we'll take one more call and we'll be right back.
Becoming a personal trainer was the best decision that I ever made. And I want to help you get your dream job as well. The National Academy of Sports Medicine helps you earn great money and a rewarding career that you're gonna love. Certified personal trainers are in high demand right now. And the National Academy of Sports Medicine is going to make your dreams a reality. They guarantee that you'll land a job within 90 days of earning your certification, or they're gonna give you your money back. And all you have to do is get started with a free 14-day sneak peek of their fast, fun, and easy online program. Just go to usatrainer.com. That's usatrainer.com. Get your certification today. usatrainer.com.
And Sarah would like to talk to you both.
Oh, well, hello, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm a little bit pregnant.
Oh, well, awesome. Congratulations. I actually know this. I don't know why I'm pretending like I don't know this. I actually picked your question, so I do know that. And congratulations. And I happen to have one of my closest friends here today named Andrew Orbeck. And she specializes in this area of fitness. So I was wondering if you wouldn't mind her and I answering this question together.
Oh, that would be great. What a coincidence. That's great.
So, buddy, tell us what's going on.
Well, this is my second pregnancy, and I've been working out. You know, I'm pretty fit, and I just don't know how much to do. I feel good. You know, like I said, I'm just a little bit pregnant, maybe about 4 weeks along, so I'm not showing, I'm not sore or big or anything. But if you look on the internet, it really doesn't give you much for guidelines. They talk about 150 beats per minute on your heart rate. And for me, I can't do much at 150.
Yeah, I know. I hear that a lot from women about, like, that they're not working out anywhere near as hard as they used to with that modified heart rate. So... Andy, mm-hmm. you are the specialist, the credentialed, the degreed in this area, so jump in here.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi there.
So here's what we know about the heart rate. It goes out the window. All the levels that we love to kind of use to measure our exertion literally fly out the window when we're pregnant because the changes are so extreme. We do this thing called Borg's perceived exertion on a scale of 1 to 10, and it's basically that simple. If you try and use heart rate as a measurement, it might change from day to day, and it might not be anything like it was before. Go to the stress levels that you feel. You could still maybe talk test where you're exerting, but you could still control your breath and do it in intervals. And then on the days that you want to do your longer cardio, get a suspended heart rate and maintain it. Make sure that you can breathe. Make sure that you're cool. And those are really, that's as technical and scientific as we still know about heart rate levels in pregnancy.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. And that's pretty much what I wanted to hear. You know, if I feel good and I'm not, you know, crushing it and, you know, can't breathe, then that makes sense. You know,
right. It's not the time to do HIIT intervals at 12 miles an hour. But, yeah. And Andy had said earlier exactly that, you know, go into it if you're fit already. You can work out harder than the suggested heart rate. I think that's old information, obviously. It's dated. Because I remember having read that years ago and then having read elsewhere that it wasn't the case and then being brought up to speed by you when Heidi was pregnant.
Yeah.
And running. I'll never forget it. Like a pregnant gazelle on the treadmill.
Pregnant gazelle just bouncing around. And your body is also superhuman right now. It pulls in way more oxygen than mine does, being not pregnant. And it is able to get to the baby. So the changes between, you know, the carbon and the oxygen are increased tenfold. The capacity of your lungs to pull in oxygen and get it to the placenta and get it to the baby are way, way, way higher. Like 10 times higher than mine when I inhale. So when that happens, it means your delivery system is huge. That's why you're able to expand your ribs much more when you're pregnant. All those hormones allow that oxygen to pull in. So pull it in. It's getting to the baby. You're not cutting off your oxygen supply. You know how to breathe. You sound athletic. That's the common sense that you need to have.
All these athletes are going to be doping with pregnancy.
Yeah, exactly. Now we're going to have to be doing pregnancy tests.
But we need to give A-Rod a pregnancy test now. His lung capacity is incredible. The guy ran a century.
And he's starting to show, but his butt looks great still.
I'm sorry. That was not an appropriate joke. Forgive me. I am not myself today. Anyway, buddy, I hope that helps clear that
helpful.
Up for you.
I appreciate it a lot. Thank you.
Our pleasure. Have a wonderful day.
Great. Thanks.
Bye.
I wouldn't mind a little of that during my cardio session. Just a little bit pregnant.
A little bit.
Look at me!
And then not when it's done.
Yeah, exactly. Then when it's time to be nauseous and tired, then I want it gone. Yeah, but like on mile 4, when I'm hating running more than anything on the planet, I'm
a little
like,
knocked up.
Look at me go!
A little knocked up. Just to the finish line.
And the boobs. I want the boobs. I want the knocked up boobs. That'd be nice.
And the glow.
Yeah.
There's a glow. My sister glowed. Glowed. You get luminescent.
I would be a bitch on wheels, though. Jesus. It's probably not.
You would.
Yeah.
And I love you, but you would.
I think she would, too.
Nobody wants that.
No.
It can't be Jillian turbocharged. It just has to be.
It's enough. Yeah. Okay. Well, Annie, thanks for coming.
Thanks.
All right.
Actually, we do have. We have to call it a day.
Oh, fine.
However, we wanted to talk more to you about after the birth.
We did? I think you do. I think you're just sick of me.
No, I'm not sick of you.
Trying to get a new expert?
No, but I think...
You want some fresh blood?
No, but when we were off the air, we were talking about little things about after the baby's born.
That's true. Mm-hmm. How do I lose the pregnancy weight?
That's
yes.
Right. Yeah. So could you come back and see us?
If you'll have me.
Oh,
we will.
We will.
Until you get too famous, then no.
All right.
Until I feel threatened,
I'm big in Japan.
So we will be back hopefully within either next week or the week after with Andrea or Beck. We'll be back, and we're going to call it a day.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, Slicinger. I've been friends with her for 10 years. one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.